Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, JT Bruitt. Batting third. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting fourth. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Trombley. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bruitt strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bruitt out. 2 outs. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Mack reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Harper reaches second base with a double. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. 2 outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laos hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. JT Brewitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewitt is hit by the pitch. Bernardo Brito pinch runs for JT Brewitt. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Brito. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernardo Brito now playing left field. Shane Mack now playing center field. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive beyond short. Rabule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Brito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Pascua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive beyond short. Beltre can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leoz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltre strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0 for 2 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brito hits a fly ball into right field. Pascua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Rabule. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Rabule steals second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field. Brito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brito. Raines moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dan Pascua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pascua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pascua hits a fly ball into left field. Brito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 0-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett is 0-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jorgensen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Laos is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Laos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Eden's now pitching. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beltre is 0-2 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs is 0-3 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rabiule is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Rabiule hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch is 0-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brito is 0-1 in the game. Brito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Pascua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pascua is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pascua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pascua strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Esteban Beltre batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beltre is 0 for 3 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Sean Abner now playing right field. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Terry Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Randy Bush pinch hits for Scott Leos. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abner. Bush reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 4-2. White Sox. Greg Gagne pinch runs for Randy Bush. Chili Davis pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jorgensen tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brito is 0 for 2 in the game. Brito hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abner. Brito reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Terry Leach now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beltre. Brito scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.